Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Peter DeMuro joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, good morning, Peter.
Good morning, good morning.
You're with the Dance Complex in Cambridge. Peter, tell us about it.
It's a nonprofit. We own our own building right there in Central Square, and it houses seven dance studios, two of which turn into performance spaces, depending on the time of day, and 100 classes a week on the average, 200 performances a year, and special workshops, and it's ages 3 to 93, all kinds of dance from all over the world.
You know, we really don't move our bodies enough, period, full stop. But certainly, like, the thought of going to take a dance class to me, it's like, oh my God, I could never. But as I was reading about what you guys do over there, I was like, yeah, I can express myself. Yeah, I can get rid of some stress. Yeah, I could do all these things. Like, it's such an important thing. It's an important art. Yeah?
It really is life, you know, when you think about how much we talk, which I know you guys have to do on the radio all the time. But that time that you're alone without all the words, and you're breathing deeply and you're moving and expressing that way, it's like another language. And I think people, when you tap into that and your body is responding in that way, it can be really, really change making for people.
And Peter, dancing can be, to piggyback on that, can be like a very vulnerable thing, especially in front of other people in public. So
sure.
What would you say to a large sect of society who can't get on the dance floor to wedding until they've had four or five cocktails?
Right. Well, you know, I've been there and done that, and it's a very different thing. I think when you're dancing among family and friends, it's really it's like karaoke sometimes. It's like when it's a close personal circle like that. But what's great about a dance class is that everybody is there. Everybody's feeling vulnerable, even the people who have been, you know, doing this for a while. Even the teachers feel vulnerable because their reputation's on the line as well. So everybody's showing something of their heart and their soul, and that whole thing about imagining people naked in the audience. I've done that. I visualize lots of things. It's just to kind of get myself into the mode. And then once you're moving, I think it gets easier and easier.
And I feel like, too, maybe it's just me, but there's been a resurgence of the love of dance with TV shows like Dancing with the Stars. TikTok's entire platform was built off of dancers.
Yeah.
You're seeing these TikTok stars now moving on to Broadway and pop music.
Right.
Does it feel like that for you guys who've been doing it now for three decades?
Yeah, I mean, I think every now and then, and me personally, I've been doing for more than that, you know, since the first disco days and that kind of thing. And you see, you know, fads and trends kind of bring things into, you know, popularity, like Saturday Night Fever and then Denny Terrio in the disco days. When street dance first hit, you know, it was just like, and now with TikTok, I think what happens is that more people get interested, and then some people get scared away because life is more than a 3-minute TikTok or dance is more than that. But I don't discount it because it brings a lot of people into our world.
Okay, so dancecomplex.org, dancecomplex.org. Is there anything you want to promote real quick about what you have going on before you leave?
Sure. Well, we're really excited about our next concert that we're doing. We have a beautiful theater in our space, but we're taking our act on the road, taking all our teaching artists and our professionals down the street to Arrow Street Arts in Harvard Square for a set of performances on November 8th through 10th. And we're excited because we're going to look very nice in this beautiful new theater space. And believe it or not, people don't cross the river, you know, to Cambridge and Boston. And rarely do they cross the line between Central and Harvard. So we're going on tour.
Let's go.
All right. If you want to find out about that event or all the other events that are happening, it's dancecomplex.org. Again, dancecomplex.org. And it was great to have you in, Peter. You and everybody at the Dance Complex are now officially a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We love it. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was great to talk to you. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Peter.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you have something going on in your life, maybe you're involved with a group that puts on performances like that, or it's just something in your personal life that you accomplished, like you didn't eat all your kids' candy last night. We want to praise you.
Sure, man.
Call or text us. We want to make you a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. 617-931-1234. 617-931-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
I'm hoping I put it in right. So,
okay.
One last little Halloween-y thing for you. Bruce Springsteen was in concert and he decided to sing Ghostbusters.
If only he had a good horn section in that band.
And that audience singing along is everything.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome.
Come on.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rebecca from Rockland.
Hey, girl.
Hi, morning, Kennedy. Morning, Carson.
Good morning. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
You just got kicked out by a biochemist, Kennedy. What do you do in biochemistry?
Quality control. So everything that's produced needs to meet certain specifications. So I test it, make sure that it's up to snuff.
I'm just thinking about Breaking Bad right now, yeah. Dan.
What is tungsten on the periodic table of elements?
You know, that's too early in the morning. Please don't do this to me.
Is it TS?
I think it's TU. I don't even know.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right.
I just ask them. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Five pop culture trivia questions. So you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio.
It's W.
Tungsten is W.
Yep. Science.
That's funny. Question number one. Stephen Colbert asked Robin Wright if her character Jenny is actually the villain in Forrest Gump. And she said, quote, "Think about how she treated Forrest. Not great. Which war does Forrest Gump fight in the movie?"
Vietnam.
Question number two. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, turns 64 today. He took over as the CEO after Apple's black turtleneck-wearing co-founder passed away. What was his name? Yep. Question number three. Kim Kardashian shut down her 8-year-old son's YouTube channel due to some crass posts.
8-year-olds don't need a YouTube channel anyways.
Apparently he was
He
was reposting stuff supporting Donald Trump and she didn't like that. Who has the most subscribers in the world now on YouTube?
That soccer guy.
All right. You're talking about Ronaldo? Question number four. Shawn Mendes revealed that even after their 2021 breakup, Camila Cabello would still be the first person he would call in a crisis. They had a duet that went to number one in the country. Name the song.
Senorita La La La.
Question number five. Sydney Sweeney is making the big bucks now. She went from earning about $2 million for the romantic comedy Anyone But You to making $7.5 million for the upcoming thriller The Housemaid.
Good for her.
Sydney Sweeney got her big break on which HBO series about troubled teenagers?
I have absolutely no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
W, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, do you know...
Sometimes why?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the periodic table symbol for tungsten?
No.
Well, neither does anyone else in school.
No. We learned it was W. I thought it was TS. Dan thought it was TU. The biochemist had no idea. And the internet told us it was W.
Well, you know, because the other ones were already taken, I imagine, by then.
What is that about?
Because there's new elements. Never mind.
I have Rebecca getting 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert asked Robin Wright if her character Jenny is actually the villain in Forrest Gump. And she said, and I quote, "Think about it. She treated, think about how she treated Forrest. Not great." Which war does Forrest Gump fight in the movie?
Vietnam.
Tied at 1. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, turned 64 today. He took over as CEO after Apple's black turtleneck-wearing co-founder passed away. What was his name?
Steve Jobs.
2-2. Kim Kardashian shut down her 8-year-old son's YouTube channel due to some crass posts. Who has the most subscribers in the world on YouTube?
On YouTube?
On the YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
I don't really know.
Hmm.
It's one of those YouTubers. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Beast.
Oh, sure, sure,
Mr.
sure.
Mr. Beast.
I watch his videos sometimes. They're quite good.
I know. He does lots of good things.
Tied to 2. Question number 4. Shawn Mendes revealed that even after their breakup in 2021, Camila Cabello would still be the first person he'd call in a crisis. They had a duet reach number 1 in the country. Name the song.
Senorita?
Is he not close with his family? You don't call your mom or dad? You going to jail?
Sweetie, you're my call on everything. You are my
true.
You're my emergency contact for
that's
every
true.
Doctor I have
no,
for
I
this place.
That's true.
If I go on a trip, you're my emergency
yeah,
contact.
Yeah, but we've known each other 26 years.
It's
They've
you.
Known each other like 3.
Well.
3-3, question number 5. Sydney Sweeney is making the big bucks now, Kennedy.
I hope so.
She went from earning $2 million for the rom-com Anyone But You to $7.5 million for the upcoming thriller The Housemaid.
A paltry $2 million.
Sydney Sweeney, you got a big break on which HBO series about troubled teenagers?
Oh, it's not White Lotus. It's someone. Euphoria.
Euphoria is it. Look at you. You're a regular young person now.
Nice.
You're a Gen Z.
I would not go that far.
R.I.P. Angus Cloud.
From the 508, the periodic table of elements is based on the Latin names for the elements, and therefore the symbols are based on the Latin names. I don't know the Latin name for tungsten, but that's what it has to do with having the W. Dan, could you look up the Latin name, please, of tungsten?
Yeah, let's just take the whole show and do periodic table talk.
Rebecca, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We do appreciate you playing, but you did win a pair of tickets
Wolfram.
To go see... What?
Wolfram.
Wolfram?
Duh.
Duh.
I think I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween next year.
Comes from the mineral wolframite.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I love learning new things.
Wolfram sounds like it'd be a good German death metal song.
I'm going to be the periodic table of elements next year for Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to Derek Hough's Dance for the Holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You enjoy those tickets, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Rebecca from Rockland, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Kennedy, you got the tungsten.
You in the car. Did you get it? Today? Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
We are the only show in the world brave enough to just turn it over to you. Because we're secure in what we do and who we are.
Correct.
This is your show.
Correct.
We just happen to push all the buttons.
Also, we're lazy.
617-931-1234. Call or text, please, and tell us what you're getting into over the weekend. Kennedy, how about you?
That's a very good question.
Okay, you can think about it.
No, so today I'm actually going to meet up with Casino Guy. I haven't seen him in a really long time, so we're going to have a quick lunch.
Nice.
And then on Saturday...
Good steak somewhere or something?
Correct!
Can I say that guy lives the coolest life out of anybody I've ever seen?
Works his ass off to do so.
I follow him on social media, and he is everywhere doing the coolest things at all. It'll just be like a random Tuesday, and suddenly he's in New Orleans. And then it'll be like Thursday, and he's in Key West. I'm like, this guy.
You could do that, Dan.
I can just take a little microphone on the road. Do
absolutely. If you called me like Tuesday morning from New Orleans with a microphone,
yes,
I'd be all in.
100%. And then I have a couple of birthday parties on Saturday.
A couple of birthday parties?
Yes. And then, and then on Sunday, I'm going to go bowling with some listeners.
I know. I appreciate you doing that.
Anytime.
We gave away a prize to go bowling with me, and I got swept into... a lacrosse tournament on Sunday in Western Mass. So Kennedy is going to be filling in at the Kings thing. So that should
be
fun.
What you should do is you should wear your Carson outfit that you wore yesterday for Halloween.
That's kind of funny.
And just don't even tell them that you're not Carson.
It's a really good prize, too, because it's like a party for Tenny Kings and bowling. And it's an even better prize now that Kennedy's going instead of me.
They got upgraded?
Yeah, they did get upgraded. They got like the VIP package now.
You just got the platinum package. Kennedy's coming.
I just got my nails done, so we're going to have to put the bumpers up because I'm just going to
two-handed it down. Kennedy, we have your friend Beep Dennis on with us. Good morning, Beep Dennis.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Happy Friday, my friend. What's going on? You have a woman that you want to talk about, something that's happening with her?
Actually, yeah, there's a couple of things going on kind of in the same theme. It's like a women's in public service theme I got going on this weekend. My friend Lauren, who was a civilian that I work with in fire headquarters, is graduating from the Boston Police Academy today. So I'm heading over there for lunch. At my lunch, we're super excited for her and proud of her. And, of course, the rest of her classmates who are all graduating today from the Police Academy.
The boy that I used to mentor, he graduates in that class today, too. Jonathan
Carson.
Whalen.
Yeah,
super proud
amazing.
Of him. So, yeah, he'll be there, too. And what else is going on?
And then tomorrow, the Boston Fire Department's having an event that's honoring the 40 years of women who have served the citizens of Boston and in the fire department. So, they're having a big sit-down dinner and a ceremony to show appreciation for all the women who have served the city over the last 40 years. And actually, the first woman who was ever hired as a Boston firefighter 40 years ago yesterday is still an active-duty firefighter, still working. And she is going to be there as well, obviously, and she's going to get her 40-year pin for 40 years of service, which... it's not an easy pin to get. Not a lot of people get that. So it's really extraordinary. Patricia Dunneman is really a trailblazer for all the women who are now, serving on the department.
Did you say her name was Tracy Dunneman? Is that what you said?
Patricia, Patty.
Patty Donovan. Congratulations to Patty and congratulations to Lauren.
Thanks
too.
Thanks for being such a good doobie, raising the people up all the time like you do, Dennis. It means a lot.
Yeah, no, it's easy. You know, I got good friends, so I'm just happy to put good things out there, you know?
What a guy.
Have a great weekend.
I love you, buddy. Bye.
Thank you, Beep Dennis. Carrie is from Warwick, Rhode Island, and headed to New York City. Why are you going down there?
I'm going to see a limited run of the Broadway musical Ragtime at New York City Center, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, my gosh. I read that book and did a book report on it in high school. I never got to see the musical. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We bought tickets so long ago, and I'm super excited.
Was it a movie?
It was indeed. It won a couple of
70s
Oscars.
Or 80s?
No,
or
the 80s, I
was it,
say.
I think, the 80s?
Yeah.
That's fun. Who's starring in it? Anybody big? Or?
There's like a good number of like Broadway stars, like Josh Henry and Kathy Levy and a few others that are pretty big on Broadway. So I'm really psyched.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal because it's a really limited run. So.
Right.
Yeah,
very cool.
Have so much fun.
Enjoy that. Yeah, so because you're filling in for me on Sunday, that kind of frees up my weekend. So now I finally get to do something that I want to do this weekend, Kennedy. On Sunday, I am fortunate enough that I get to take Barrett to a lacrosse tournament.
A little me time.
Yeah, a little me time. Just me and my son at a field somewhere on Saturday. It's just awesome.
No one else bothering you.
No, nothing.
No parents yelling from the sidelines.
And sure, then, you don't want to go bowling?
And then on Sunday, listen to this, Kennedy, because you freed up my schedule on Sunday, I get to go to a different lacrosse tournament even farther away. So some even more me time with my son.
You are a lucky, lucky man.
I am very lucky. Going to get a lot of me time this weekend with my son and lacrosse. I know.
You'll come back so centered and zen on Monday morning.
Yeah, because parents don't get thrown out. They don't scream at people. There's none of that that happens.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. That's the number to call in or text to share what you're getting into over the weekend. Sarah's from Norton. What are you doing this weekend?
Hi. So tomorrow, my daughter and her cheerleading team from Norton are competing in their league championship.
Let's go.
Norton High School.
Norton High School. Let's go. What is their mascot?
Yeah, they're the Lancers.
Let's go Lancers.
There we go.
That's right.
Oh, that's super cool.
So, yep. So that's going to be a fun-filled Saturday. And then on Sunday, I got ghosted, so I had to change my plans, and now I'm going bowling with Kennedy.
Hey!
That's a pretty good plan B.
Yeah, it's pretty solid, I got to say.
Oh, it's that Sarah.
It is.
Hi, Sarah.
Ghosted.
Yeah. I'm ghosting Sarah on Sunday. So we did a contest a few weeks back where Sarah and her family won a party for 10 at Kings to go bowling. And we've been going back and forth over the past couple of weeks because Sarah, much like we are, there's things going on every weekend.
It's hard.
And it's
so
hard to find a Saturday or Sunday. With sports and life, and we're getting ready for toys. And so we finally settled on this Sunday. And then I got an email from Boss's like club travel team. They're like, hey, this other team needs a goalie for a tournament out in Western Mass on Sunday. And I was like, yeah, absolutely, we'll do that. And then I looked at my calendar after I said yes. I was like, oh my God, I have this thing. And we're a one-car family. So Kennedy is filling in. Thank you, Kennedy. I appreciate you.
I don't know if you know this, but when you were telling that story, instead of saying Barrett, you said the word boss. You might need to
say that,
that one for a minute.
It was a Freudian slip.
I said my boss.
You correct. You did.
I did.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet you.
He is my boss.
Same.
We'll have a good time.
Yeah. I just got my nails done, too, so we'll throw gutter balls together.
Perfect. We're putting up the bumpers.
Everyone's throwing underhand.
Nope.
Bunch of Ethels and Esters.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I need to see a therapist. Laurel's from Malden.
No, I'm here.
Hello.
So what are you and your wife are celebrating how many years?
5-year wedding anniversary.
Okay, all right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, what are the plans?
Thank you. We have a toddler, so I don't know.
So.
he might be joining us.
The sigh you let out before you're like,
I haven't had fun in years.
I haven't slept in 2 years.
We haven't gone out, just the two of us, in a while because it's
very difficult to coordinate that.
Oh, well, you know, it's important to take that time, though, so make sure you try and
find
it.
Oh, I know.
I just looked up the traditional gift for a fifth anniversary is wood, and for a modern theme, you could do silverware. And things are really romantic when you hit year five.
Could I just buy her, like, a fork?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Hey, man, I just got new silverware, and I love it, so I'm just saying.
Silverware's a great gift.
My house looks fancy.
All right, what is your wife's name?
Heather.
Heather, all right. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Get a babysitter and go have fun.
Easier said than done, Dan. Elaine is from Walpole, and she's doing something with second and third graders. What are you doing?
My nephew plays for Walpole second and third grade youth football, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. Really?
Wait, how old?
Yeah.
Second and third grade.
Second and third grade.
So that's like eight,
my nephew
nine?
Just turned nine yesterday.
Yeah. Is it adorable, or are they mean?
Oh, my God. They are so... The Patriots could take a lesson.
Yeah. I sent a kid to the hospital when I was nine playing Pop Warner.
Damn.
Hit him right... Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't have led with the helmet.
These boys are so amazing and give the true spirit of what teamwork is, and the coaches are amazing, and they have had an undefeated season. When I tell you undefeated, nobody scored against them.
Wow!
They're
amazing.
What is the name of the team?
Walpole.
Walpole what?
It's just Walpole Youth Football. That's
Let's
what it is.
Go.
And where is the Super Bowl
Let's
happening?
Go. At the Free Jack Stadium in Quincy.
Oh, Veterans Memorial Stadium. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Yes, tailgates. Yes, kegs. Let's go.
Eggs.
It's youth football.
Oh, youth football. Okay. Well,
so not kegs and eggs?
Well, congratulations. That is so much fun. Let's see. I have Corey from Medford, who this is like speaking of Super Bowl, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is Comic-Con weekend in Rhode Island.
Woo!
Oh, is this like your Super Bowl?
Yeah, just, you know, less cheerleaders.
So Kennedy was reading to me earlier this week the lineup of some of the stars that are going to be at Comic-Con in Rhode Island this weekend, and it is A-list celebrities. Like William Shatner is going to be there. Michael J. Fox is going to be there.
There is a huge list of celebrities being there this weekend. Personally, I am looking forward to seeing Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors, who are the Bionic Woman and the $6 Million Man.
Oh,
that
my
is
gosh.
So wild.
Now, we were looking at the prices of what they charge for a photograph.
And an autograph.
And an autograph.
Yeah.
It looked like the upper tier is charging $250.
Michael J. Fox was the most expensive, I think.
Right.
How much for Michael?
$250.
Yeah.
For a photo?
Come on, it's Michael J. Fox,
that's
bro.
Not, I'll stand near him and take a selfie to get him in the background. $250.
Will you pay to take a picture with any celebrity, Corey?
Well, last year I got my picture with Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie.
Okay.
And, yeah, I might do a picture with the Bionic Couple this weekend.
That is super cool.
Will you be rocking your Star Trek uniform?
I will, and people can, if they're going, stop by and see me at the Starfleet table. You cannot miss us. We're going to be located right at the base of the escalator that goes up into the main convention space.
How much are you charging for a picture?
My pictures are free.
Well, have a great time, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, have a great weekend.
See you
bye.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, bye. Producer Dan, how about you? What are you getting into this weekend?
So the highlight of my weekend is tonight I'm going to the Franklin Park Zoo for their Boston Lights experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, they shut down the zoo at night and then they illuminate the entire thing with these incredible lanterns.
Mm.
And you walk through all these like interactive experiences. There's going to be like 115-foot octopus all lit up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. I'm very excited about it.
Very cool. All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ashley from Sterling.
Hey, good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's Max Kennedy, who's on his way to school.
Hey, Max.
Max, what did you dress up as for Halloween?
Lego Man.
Oh, great costume. We did a homemade Lego family costume a few years back.
It was so good.
Yeah, that's a great costume. Everything is awesome.
When you're part of a team, Carson.
That's right. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You want to say it?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Just got kicked out by a Lego man.
All right, so how this works, five trivia questions that are all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Today in 1512, the masterpiece painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was unveiled after more than 4 years of work. Can you name the Italian artist who created the work?
Michelangelo.
Bruce Springsteen opened his Halloween night show in Montreal with Ghostbusters. What is the name of the green ghost from Ghostbusters?
Do you know? No.
Slimer.
Yeah. Good job, Max.
Nice job. Shout out to Max. Question number three.
Renaissance man.
Hailey Bieber gave fans a first glimpse of her and Justin's son, Jack Blues, with a sweet photo posted on social media. Name the Bieber song with this classic line. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Love Yourself.
Question number four.
Yeah, Love Yourself.
Penn Badgley turns 38 today. He played Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl and Joe Goldberg on which Netflix series that will air its upcoming fifth and final season?
You.
And question number five, Barack Obama doesn't mind that his daughter Malia dropped her last name in her professional life. He says both his kids are very stubborn about receiving help from their parents. Obama is the only president ever to be born in this state. Name the state.
Hawaii.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! All right, just got interesting.
Max, how do you think your mom did?
Probably pretty good.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Max thinks his mom did pretty good.
All right.
Ashley did pretty good.
Okay.
5 out of 5.
Woo!
That's actually
perfect. Woo!
That is perfect. Now, these are tough, Kennedy. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Today in 1512, the masterpiece painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was unveiled after more than 4 years of work. Name the Italian artist who created the work.
Michelangelo.
Bruce Springsteen opened his Halloween night show in Montreal with Ghostbusters. What is the name of the green ghost from Ghostbusters?
Slimer.
Hailey Bieber gave fans a first glimpse of her and Justin's son, Jack Blues, on social media. Name the Bieber song with this classic line.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Love Yourself?
It's such an underrated burn. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Penn Badgley turns 38 today. He played Dan Humphrey on Gossip Girl and Joe Goldberg on which Netflix series that will air its upcoming fifth and final season?
You.
Barack Obama doesn't mind that his daughter Malia dropped their last name for her professional life. He says both of his kids are very stubborn about receiving help from their parents. Obama is the only president ever born in this state.
Why?
All right, question number one. You said Michelangelo, yes. Even a Ninja Turtle is named after him. Tied at one.
It's
question
true.
Number
All
two.
All four of the Ninja Turtles are named after Italian Renaissance painters.
Slimer. I'm going to skip question number three. Question number four was you. Question number five, Hawaii. And question number three, you said
love yourself.
That is correct, Kennedy. Five to five.
I thought I lost for sure.
The final score. And with a 5-5 tie, even though you don't win, we're going to give you the money because it makes our boss Sal mad.
Yay!
You're going to have to break Max off a piece of that because he knew Slimer and you didn't.
He did. I'll have to give him a little bit of something.
As his lawyer, he's going to need about at least 40%.
Well, congratulations on winning the $100. Unfortunately,
Thank
though.
You.
You and Max have something to say to Kennedy before you go.
What do you want to say? We are Ashley.
I'm Max from Sterling, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
But you can tie.
But we can tie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app, where you can win yourself $5,000 for listening to our show for an hour on the app. Download the app to your phone. It's AUDACY. Listen for an hour, fall into 5K, win yourself $5,000. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody. Parody.
Hey, Carson, so I'm sure I'm not alone this morning being one of the parents waking up groggy because everyone was up too late trick-or-treating and then maybe ordering Domino's at 9 o'clock for all the kids.
Oh,
did anybody do that?
Let's
no, just us.
Go.
Did anybody have cheesy bread at 9 o'clock last night as they were falling into bed?
Speaking my language.
No, just me. Trying to wake up the kids this morning after they gorged themselves on candy was not fun. Plus, there are wrappers everywhere, and I guess I'm taking the parent tax, and I'm eating a Snickers for breakfast because that's all I have the energy to do. Kennedy, can you do something to make us feel better? A very tired Brianna from Wilmington. What did you do, Kennedy?
Okay, so I took Shawn Mendes, Nothing Holding Me Back.
Okay.
And this is called You're Taking It Back. Today I took a clown and a little ghost for trick-or-treating. It was lovely. Candy intake tried to control, but now they're all just going crazy. The house is full of chocolate and it's smelling. Their candy trade has got the whole house yelling. They're yelling, yeah. The kids are shaking and acting completely crazy. Where did they get all this candy? I swear I'm taking all of it back. Hey, Janet, in the big house down on the corner, thanks for giving out full-size bars. You're gonna take them all back. Take them all back. You gonna take them all back. I cannot get them into bed. They're bouncing off the walls, please help me. Empty wrappers and plastic pumpkins. Can't find the good ones and I'm bugging. Now I'm stealing all the goods the parent tax tolling. But maybe I should stop, cause my stomach is rolling. Is rolling, yeah. The kids are shaking and acting completely crazy. Where did they get all this candy? I swear I'm taking all of it back. Hey, Janet, in the big house down on the corner, thanks for giving out full-size bars. You're gonna take them all back.
You hear me, Janet? I'm talking to you. You heard me.
You're gonna take them all back.
Oh, we were giving out full-size bars last night at Kaylee's parents'
house. All
right,
house. Janet.
The kids were like, tell everyone this is the house. And they go, how many can we take? Like one. Grab your little mitts off that second Kit Kat.
A text from the 802, Kennedy. We had Domino's, but before trick-or-treating, because I didn't need to go out with hungry, cranky kids at 5:30. My cheesy bread was delicious. When I worked at Domino's as a teenager, Halloween was hands down our busiest night of the year.
Wow.
Who knew? Who knew?
Wow.
Great job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Great job indeed. If you want to drop me an email like Brianna did from Wilmington, if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, do not text it. Please drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. That's Carson at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's the end of an era last night, Kennedy. The end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
What?
It's over.
What's over?
It's over.
What?
Barrett trick-or-treating for Halloween.
Dude, the fact that you got him out this year, honestly, I truly thought this was the year. I think Dan and I both asked you on separate days if this was the end of it. Would you mean trick-or-treating in general or just with you as a family?
No, I just think it's over.
Because boys go out and do stuff together on, you know, yeah, Halloween night or whatever.
It's over. There was a fight.
A fight?
Was, yeah.
What
just,
about?
It was just awful.
What? How old is he now?
13. He'll be 14 20 days.
Yeah. Oh, so he's almost 14. Yeah, it's a miracle you got him out this year.
I know, same. So was it a fight because you guys wanted to go together as a family? Did he want to go out with his friends? Did he not want to wear what you want him to wear? Like, what happened?
Were you cramping his style?
Yeah, what happened, buddy?
He would not make a choice for his costume.
Okay.
He was just very, like, lackadaisical, laissez-faire about the whole thing.
Sure.
And he, at some point, he said he was going to go as peanut butter and jelly. We bought peanut butter and jelly last year.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So, like, I think he and Lana went as peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. So and run it back.
So Lana was like, hey, I'm going to go as, I think she went as Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah.
Cisco went as one of the characters from The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
I was going to do my own thing, either the Western Cowboy, or I had another idea I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
And so when I
so
get
it wasn't a family thing.
No, not doing a family gotcha. Thing. And he's like, he and his friend Jake, who have been trick-or-treating together since they were like two or three, are going to go as peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. Solved.
So when I get home last night at 5, he's like, yeah, Jake's at school and he's not going to be home till like 6:30. And we're like, trick-or-treating is going to be over. It's going to be done. Like at 5:30 is when they have a big thing in Charlestown.
Oh, that's right. I forget you guys have.
So there's the wizard and there's a live band right. and there's a parade. There's like 5,000 kids. It's incredible. They,
right.
The police block off the streets.
Yes.
It's a big block party. It's the second biggest party of the year next to Bunker Hill Day.
Right.
And we're like, that'll all be like, we'll miss all of that. And then, and I said, and so he's going to dress up. He's like, oh no, he's wearing something different. I was like, so what? You're just going to go with peanut butter? Just like a slab of bread with
some
no jelly?
Like peanut butter sandwiches?
He's like, yeah.
I do.
And I was like, it just infuriates me that you have just been blowing this off. And like, here we are. I was like, if you don't want to go trick or treating, let's not go. He's like, no, I want to go. I was like, no, you really don't. If you really wanted to go, you would have put in the effort for the costume. It's okay. You don't have to go. We'll sit here or we'll just go see our friends.
And you guys were already all dressed up.
Not dressed.
Okay.
And so he's like, no, I want to go. But you could just see it in his shoulders and his face.
Right. Well, he probably knew you guys were excited about going.
Well, no.
He didn't want to be that guy.
I think he was bummed about Jake being stuck at school late. And so he couldn't hang with Jake.
And had then to go with you.
I was like,
lame.
I'll wear jelly if you want. And he didn't like that idea. And I said, all right. I said, and I just started racking my brain. And we're like kind of chirping at each other. Lana's trying to mediate between the two of us. And I said, I have an idea. How about I have this old DJ equipment. This really small piece of equipment. I will hook we'll make you a portable DJ. I have a small speaker. It'll play music. We have some headphones and we can, you'll be a portable DJ. You will bring the party to the party.
That is a very cool last minute costume.
Right? Cause I was like, I got these straps. Like we can wrap it around your neck. I've seen this done before and I have this small setup. And he's like, I don't know. Sounds heavy.
Buddy, this is 14.
And I just looked at him, and I looked at Lana, and I looked at him, and I looked at Lana, and I just went and got a beer and sat down on the couch and turned on the baseball game
there
that
you
I
go.
Didn't watch yesterday.
Self-care I said, is the best care, Carson.
You do whatever you want to do. I'm going to sit here and watch the Dodgers win the World Series for a few minutes. And so off he goes. Lana has a conversation. Now Lana's like, you can't, you know... She's trying to talk me off the ledge. And I said, it's fine. I've changed my mind. So he has now come back downstairs. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to be your jelly. You be your peanut butter. I don't even want to be your jelly.
You just be a dry mouth sandwich by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as a golfer. I had all of my stuff, a golf glove, like, you know, I'll bring a club, just something simple. I'm going to go as a golfer. And he's like, well, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. And I'm like,
because they're clothes he already has, and he doesn't feel like he's dressing up a little bit, and probably it feels a little more normal and stuff like that.
And I'm like, well, then what am I going to dress up as?
Why can't you be both?
I have this great idea for a portable DJ.
Not to mention, if he wanted to dress like you, buddy, this is probably the last time that'll ever happen. You should have said yes, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, your whole story is just I have a 14-year-old.
Yes,
really. Thank God she's not a girl.
And so he walked with us. We walked over to the monument. Of course, now we've kind of waited for Jake. It's now 6 o'clock. By the time we get to the monument, parade's gone, party's gone, band is wrapping up. Most of the candy bars are gone.
Too bad there's no portable DJ to bring the music.
Could have brought this thing right back.
Like Dan says.
I guess we're round two.
He begrudgingly hung out around us for about 15, 20 minutes or so. And then as soon as Jake got close to the neighborhood, I was like, do you want to walk back to Jake's house and just meet him there? And then you can trick or treat with him. He's like, yes. Yeah. So it was gone. We didn't see him again until 9 o'clock. We ordered them pizzas. Although he did come home with a pretty good haul of candy. He and Jake both came home with pillowcases of candy. How much do you think he got in candy, in pounds and ounces?
So, but just so I'm clear, you were suggesting that the only people that hand out candy are at the Bunker Hill, whatever it is,
yes,
and
yeah.
Houses don't.
Yeah, it's
so they had to make some money moves there.
They did. They had to work for it. Yep. Yeah, they did.
I don't know. Am I asking in pounds? Am I asking
pounds.
Number?
Pounds.
I'm sorry. You weighed it?
Yes. Lana went and got to scale when they got home.
Did they bring a pillowcase out?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
5 pounds.
Oh, I was...
5 pounds.
I'm going to go 5 too.
Yeah. Bear came home with 12.8 pounds of candy. And Jake had 11.4. It was unbelievable. That's like a baby. That's 6 months old.
And yet there's nothing on the table here for
because
the grown-ups.
He took it and hid it when he went to bed. He gave me a Twix bar.
You didn't take it away from him?
A mini Twix bar.
It's called dad tax.
I'm confused. You didn't just take the bag and say you can have it tomorrow?
After everything we went through to get to that?
Regardless of it all, just...
I created a costume out of thin air and then a second costume out of thin air. And what I got was one single mini Twix.
Well, but you're the parent. You could have said the whole bag will be taken and I will dole it out to you as I see
fit. No, he fought me over. We got into a wrestling match.
And? Who pays the rent, son? Come on, that's what you say all the time. Getting weak over here.
I am getting weak. It's 14.
So basically he sat up there all night eating candy.
Happy Halloween.
Well.
May the odds be ever in your favor, everybody. It's a
safe space for you to vent.
Anytime. You're welcome here.
I just got a text from Barrett. Hey, good morning. Could you put some money on my debit card? It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Melissa from Holbrook.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
living
doing
the dream.
Melissa believes she did her last trick-or-treating with her youngest child last night, too.
It happens.
Yep.
How old is she?
Sad. She just turned 11.
Yep.
She got the invite to go with... She's in fifth grade. Some of her friends are in sixth. She got the invite to go and said she'd stay with us. But I don't think we're going to get that next year.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And girls are more mature than boys.
100%.
Yeah.
I'll probably suck her into it. We might just also just hide in bushes along the way and watch them. So that's my other thought.
These are my people, Kennedy.
So, like, just staying home and chilling isn't part, like, instead of having to do all the hoopla, you can just sit at home and give out candy to kids?
Nope. We need to go spy on them, jump out of bushes, scare them.
I feel we need to play, like, cats in the cradle for all these parents who are sad they're losing their children.
Can we move on, Dan? Melissa,
little
will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
The
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy is now gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready, Melissa?
I am.
The Weeknd has a new song and music video called Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is a major city in which country?
Brazil.
The Chainsmokers did a couple's costume for Halloween. They dressed up as Remy and Linguini from which hit Pixar movie about a rat who dreams of being a chef?
Ratatouille.
Nelly turns 50 this weekend. Nelly just had a child in July with which R&B singer?
Oh,
No idea. No idea. Nothing.
Question number four is 12 years ago today in 2012, Gmail became the world's most popular email service. It passed which other email service for number one in that spot?
No, it's AOL Mail.
Question number four, Gremlins tops the list of the best Christmas horror movies. Owning a gremlin came with three rules. What are they?
Don't get them wet. Don't feed them after midnight.
This is the one everyone forgets.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Let's see. One, two. All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Melissa got 2 out of 5 right.
All right. Good job.
Not really, but that's okay.
Was there any candy tax in your house this morning after your daughter went to school?
Always. There's always candy tax. All the Snickers, all the Reese's.
Yeah,
You got to lay the hammer down, Carson. Lay the hammer down.
Can you come to my house and lay the hammer down, please?
I absolutely could.
No. Melissa's like, I'm coming to Charlestown. I'm going to teach you how to be a man.
I'm on the way. I got my husband's Dodge Ram right now. We'll be in Charlestown. We'll find that candy. Sorry.
Can we save that audio for out of context drops at the end of the year, Kennedy?
What?
Come to my house and lay the hammer down.
Sure thing, Carson. Sure thing.
Sorry. All
right. 2 out of 5, right? These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Weeknd has a new song and music video. It's called Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is a major city in which country?
Brazil?
Tied at 1. The Chainsmokers did a couple's costume for Halloween. They dressed up as Remy and Linguini from which Pixar movie about a rat who dreams of being a chef?
A Ratatouille.
Top 3 animated movie for me.
Oh, wow.
Top 3.
It's good, but I don't think I can do that.
Oh, top 3. I love it. Just love it. Question number 3. Nelly turns 50 this weekend. Nelly just had a child in July with which R&B singer?
Ashanti.
Ashanti is right. 3-2. 12 years ago today, in 2012, Gmail became the world's most popular email service. It passed which other email service for the number one spot?
AOL?
Hotmail. 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 By the way, have you heard about...
I said AOL, too.
Have you heard about Gemini for email?
No.
Look that up. Look up Gemini for email.
No.
You can turn over your email to a robot.
No, thank you.
No.
This is how you get Skynet.
Gremlins top a list of the best Christmas horror movies. I did see a family out dressed as gremlins last night at Halloween. Owning a gremlin came with 3 rules, Kennedy. What are they?
Okay. Don't feed them after midnight. You can't get them wet.
And here's the one everyone forgets.
Don't leave them in a bar because they'll take it over.
Bright light, bright light, bright light.
Gotta avoid bright lights.
No.
Does the bright lights make them do something bad, like the water and the food does?
Turns them into one of them things.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Avoid bright light. Mm. Don't get them wet. And whatever you do, don't feed them after midnight.
That's when they become evil.
Then your Mogwai aren't Mogwaiing anymore.
My mother said after we saw that movie for the first time, she goes, was Steven Spielberg just really drunk? And he was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I remember that like it was yesterday.
That scene in the restaurant where the gremlins are hanging.
Oh, in the bar? Forget
in the bar.
It. It's
yeah,
the
it's a bar
scene
restaurant.
Ever.
And when they're spinning around on the fan, I just never laughed so much in my life. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Holbrook, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
It is the 1K CBK, $1,000 on the line. Kennedy, say hey to Mike from Worcester.
Mike.
Hey.
Mike is on his way to Comic-Con down in Rhode Island.
Oh, my God.
Now, I am.
Are you one of the famous people that gets paid to be there?
I'm a volunteer, actually.
Oh, that's cool. Who will you be volunteering around? Do you know?
I'll find out later on.
Okay. All right.
I hope you're Michael J. Fox's security.
I hope you get Shatner.
I think they bring their own people.
Ah.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Mike?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing, my fellow nerd. Let's go.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture. Mike, you answer more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000.
It's the big bucks today.
If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, I cannot give you the cash. She is in that other room. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She's Donnie Wahlberg's wife. Melissa McCarthy's her cousin, and she's celebrating a birthday today. Who is she?
Jenny McCarthy.
Taylor Swift has nothing but praise for this fellow artist. The Please, Please, Please singer recently joined Taylor on stage in New Orleans for a surprise performance of Espresso during the Eras Tour. Who is that singer?
Sabrina Carpenter.
You don't sound confident, Mike.
It could be a lot of people, but that's what I'm going with.
Forget about Elf on the Shelf. You can now pick up Snoop on the Stoop at your local Spencer's Gifts this holiday season. Snoop is a coach on which TV show right now?
The Voice, I guess? I don't watch. Sorry.
Question number four. There's a remake of this 1993 movie Cliffhanger in the works, but with a woman, Lily James, in the lead role. Who starred in the original?
Lily James in the lead role?
No. This remake of the 1993 movie Cliffhanger is in the works.
Okay.
Who starred in the original Cliffhanger?
I have no idea.
All right, and question number five. With this singer's approval, AI has given her song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, new life and a new language. Apparently, it sounds pretty good now in Spanish. Who sings Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? Figure since we just had a Mariah Carey.
Well,
throw a Christmas question in there.
I'm just going to say Mariah Carey. I'm not sure.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Who are you most excited to see at Comic-Con?
Oh, that's a good one. They got a bunch of Breaking Bad people there, so Hank and Gus, those are pretty good.
Ooh, Gus Fring's going to be there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
The $6 million man.
Well, he's
man's
Star Wars, too.
Yeah.
That's so many people.
All right, Mike Kennedy from Worcester on his way to Comic-Con in Rhode Island got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, buddy.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
She's Donnie Wahlberg's wife. Melissa McCarthy is her cousin, and she's celebrating a birthday today. Who is she?
Jenny McCarthy.
Tied at 1. Taylor Swift has nothing but praise for this fellow artist. The Please, Please, Please singer recently joined Taylor in New Orleans during a surprise performance of Espresso on the Eras Tour. Who is she?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Did you happen to catch Sabrina Carpenter dressed up as Olivia Newton-John from Grease doing Hopelessly Devoted to You?
Adorable.
Oh, she sounded fantastic. Tied at 2, question number 3. Forget about Elf on the Shelf. You can now pick up Snoop on the Stoop at your local Spencer's Gifts this holiday season. Snoop is a coach on which TV show right now?
He is on The Voice.
Tied at 3. This remake of the 1993 movie Cliffhanger is in the works, but with a woman, Lily James, in the lead role. Who starred in the original Cliffhanger?
Sylvester Stallone. That's a perfect movie. Leave it alone.
Sly Stallone. That is it, Kennedy. 4-3. Question number 5. With this singer's approval, AI has given her song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, new life and a new language. They're releasing it in Spanish.
Nice.
Who sings that song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, that became so famous?
I think it's Brenda Lee.
It is Brenda Lee. That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's better than AI, that's for sure.
I'm just glad I didn't get none of them right. wrong. So
yeah. You did very well, sir.
No, you did good.
Thank you.
Google Translate says Christmas tree in Spanish is Arbol de Navidad. Just so you know that.
Oh.
Arbol de Navidad.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Mike?
I am Mike from Worcester, headed to Comic-Con, and I can't be Kennedy.
Follow me for more Spanish language tips.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.